undergraduate degree completion programs, working with community colleges. We will expand our offerings by providing opportunities for professionals to acquire certificates, as well as offer graduate and professional degrees. Blended learning opportunities for all students. In other words, we will offer both we will integrate on-campus learning opportunities with e-learning coursework. Thank you. Now, we'll hear about the administrative structure.
Thank you, Paula. And I thank the board and the president for the opportunity to be here to discuss this. I think one of the things that I might add to Chancellor Alan Mears' points is that what we're talking about here is an aggregate, separate and co-joined missions, if you will, that we don't expect to deliver the same percentage of degree completion at each campus, but together we expect to be very significant in that area. There will be certificates in different percentages at each institution. And as you consider these, I think it is the aggregate that we should be focused on, letting each of our campuses build on what we've all been doing for a long time, actually, and e-learning on our separate campuses has grown substantially in the past 4 or 5 years. If you will, we are looking at blended learning, blended models. It may be we moved away from online because that's not the only thing we're going to be doing. We envision new kinds of education significantly on our campuses. And if I just might add one word, this has been, again, an opportunity to work with, across three campuses, actually having that started with the faculty committees following in, shall we say, in the post-global campus thinking. So we're very, very pleased at that. What you see before you is a representation of the kind of work that we have done based on what emerged from the faculty committees joined across the three campuses, and a working model which is very much like that which takes place in the Big Ten, or more properly in this case, the Committee on Interinstitutional Cooperation, which has the provosts of all the Big Ten institutions plus Chicago joined together to drive academic agenda. And it is a provostial organization, and that's fundamentally what we have here with the with three provosts, presumably their designees sometimes, three faculty members who are leaders in these areas. Obviously, we've listed three at the beginning. I don't think these individuals are yet ready to be impressed into service, but we've listed three such individuals already. We have a coordinator of central support services. So here we imagine that we will need a single point of contact, maintaining a system-wide web portal, some sort of aggregate marketing, and a continuation, we hope, of the Illinois Online Network, which existed before Global Campus. I think Charlie Evans, who's sitting over there, wrote and received an award from, funds from IBAT for this purpose. This includes making the virtual classroom a reality and the faculty summer institute. These are primarily providers of certification and non-degree programs to community colleges and other university personnel across the state. So we imagine those external boxes coming inside, being coordinated by under the direction of the provost and faculty members, through the good offices of the coordinator of central support services. This is a high-level support staff position, and one which Barbara Allen occupies for the CIC. We've added one other, and again, this is obviously fund-dependent, but I think if you look at what's happened on our campuses, you will see that investment of things, if you will, the investment of deans and provosts across our campuses to provide opportunities for online learning or for e-learning. Some resources have been important. We know we're in stressed times, so perhaps there should be a proposed or question mark there. But one encourages entrepreneurial activities with opportunity funds, and we see obviously investments from the campuses, but we see this as being at the higher risk stuff. So again, this is what we envision as an organizational chart. This came out of a long discussion, not just among ourselves, but with the faculty representatives. We'll then talk further with the committee. I actually, in closing, would just add one thing here. We actually are beginning to see this as part of a master plan for higher education, and hope that in a co-joined way, can provide leadership for other universities in the state. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to turn it over to my colleague, Rich Ringheisen.
Thank you all. I'll echo what the others have said about working with our two chancellor colleagues. Not on the same scale, of course, but this must have been a little bit like the Joint Chiefs of Staff or something, because we had three generals and we didn't have any sergeants or privates. So we really emerged with three leaders together. Also, let me also say that my comments are going to be largely talking about why we did what we did, and particularly the centrality of faculty in the effort. What the slides you see before you now are rough estimates, and remember we're giving you an update, not a final version of our plan. But roughly speaking, this would be a $3.8 million, and that's, notice the time frame, that's over 3 to 5 years. We do not mean $3.8 million per year. We mean a total of $3.8 million over the 3 to 5 years, primarily one-time sort of funds, primarily for faculty development. The second line there, this is a rough guess, but it's important to understand our definitions. This is the number of new actual bodies, students that aren't currently enrolled at all in any University of Illinois programs or courses. If you count new enrollments, that is, if a student comes in, she registers for four courses in our program, she gets counted four times, that number would be more like 40 to 50,000 new student enrollments. But this is our best guess at a non-multiple count up there right now. So that's, now let me just talk in some little more generalities. You know, what we discovered, and we're going to have our faculty colleagues from each of the campuses up in a moment to talk about what they're really going to do at each campus. What we discovered in these discussions is the faculty really, really, really wanted involvement. They really want to do this thing. So that's what I'm going to talk about. Let me talk for just a moment about online programs, e-learning, developing strongly in each of my two leadership positions, the last two places I've been. Let me talk on my experience a little bit. Note the importance we have attached to keeping centrality, UI Online, the Illinois Virtual Campus, and some innovation funds. For an e-learning initiative to be successful, and I think I can speak with some experience in this regard, nothing is more important than the opportunity for faculty development. That is, opportunities where faculty can be deeply involved in a collaborative way with learning how to use these teaching methods in a positive way. This new initiative will only be as successful as our ability to have faculty enjoy the experience of teaching in this online or blended manner, a grassroots faculty effort. That is our primary goal for the central units. Most certainly at UIS, our faculty speak strongly for the benefit of development workshops, which for us were funded in part by the Sloan Foundation. For what we're calling ELI, those are the functions of both of the organizations kept centrally and the innovation dollars, as well as the funds that people are requesting for the individual campuses. When faculty, and this is my experience previously as well as here, when faculty are well schooled in how to teach in this way, they almost always enjoy the experience, and the campus interest mushrooms. That's certainly what happened to UIS, where we never forced anyone to teach online, but now more than half of our faculty do some online teaching. Another important point to make clear is the collaboration we expect to see among our faculties. Our internationally well-known consultant, Ray Schroeder, for example, from UIS, will be more readily and easily available to our UIUC colleagues. And we hope that doctoral students from our two sister institutions can come teach in our e-learning programs at UIS, thus allowing us to scale them up a little more easily. But furthermore, there's an advantage to the graduate student should she or he decide to go into college teaching. They can now point to this experience of being involved in high-quality online programs. So we're seeing a lot more synergy among the campuses, and you can tell that from the entire plan, I think. So now what we're going to do is invite faculty members from each of the three campuses who are involved with the three chancellors in making this plan, come up and address what their campuses plan to do. Since I'm the cleanup hitter here, I get to choose who comes first, and just arbitrarily I chose Ray Schroeder from UIS. Ray is well known around the world for his online adventures, but he's our director of our Center for Online Research and Services, among many other titles. After Ray speaks will be Clark Holtz, where's he, from UIC, who's the vice provost for continuing education at UIC, and one of those people who's been heavily involved in these kind of efforts on his campus. And then will be Nick Baroulis, whom we all know from chairing the Senate's conference, professor of educational policy and studies, and again, involved with this effort from the very beginning. Each will just turn it over to the other, and each will be very brief, as we've all decided.
Richard?
Right, Ray?
Richard, Chancellor, go yes. back one slide, will you, so we're all talking about the same.
Sure.
What does Richard, MVCR,
Ray can address that very well.
Summer Institute, and making the virtual campus a reality. These are two organizations that already exist as part of the global campus operation, but in fact antedated it when we first, this goes back to Sylvia, before Sylvia?
No, Sylvia.
Sylvia, for the when we had something called UI Online. But this serves the entire state, actually.
We got uniformly positive feedback about that service right. when we were looking at what's there, what's where.
Maybe I'm the only one who didn't know what that meant. I don't
I'm
know.
Sorry.
Also, the difference between the box on the left and the box on the right. What is the difference between online network and the online virtual sure. campus?
This is really just a listing of.
Let's let Ray take those questions.
All right. Okay.
It'll
be easier.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ray's been involved in this
as
beginning.
Old as I am. I've been around. The Illinois Virtual Campus is a wonderful initiative that, of course, Charlie Evans and others in central administration initiated under Sylvia Manning a decade ago. It has a listing of every online class
right.
and some alternative formats offered by all the colleges and universities in Illinois. And it's a wonderful database that it maintains through which we conduct research of the development and expansion of online. And I'll note on that, making the virtual classroom a reality, that involves a series of short online classes that are taken by faculty members from the three campuses as well as other colleges and universities in Illinois and elsewhere. And those are faculty development classes. For example, technology tools and online learning, or facilitating communication in the online class.
So on the left, that's faculty support, and on the right, that's everybody where you can get an online course.
Right, and a database, and helps us conduct research into best practices as well as the expansion of online.
Right.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to join you this afternoon. UIS has a long and successful tradition of delivering online classes with quality. Currently, we have 19 online degree programs. That means completing a degree, in the case of a baccalaureate, or the entire master's degree entirely online so that they could be taken at a distance. Each year, in fact, more than 60% of our students at UIS take at least one online class. Among those students are hundreds of community college transfer students, currently from 44 of the 48 community colleges in Illinois, who are completing their degrees online at UIS. Our leadership over the last 11 years has provided us with national recognition and three national awards for excellence in online teaching and learning just in the last 2 years. And our success in this area, most significantly, I suppose, has been the blanket prior approval granted by the Higher Learning Commission. That is, that we can launch any degree program that we offer on campus online, whether it be a baccalaureate or a master's degree program. Also, we've begun doing some blended learning, and we're really following the other two campuses in the blending format While we've done online,